Okay. Today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Amud Beis. Bottom line. More Gemara about people talking about the Amoraim when they would start learning Hilchas Megillah or Hilchas Purim, how they would have a pasuk to break the ice, so to speak, and the pasuk is not from the Megillah, but the Gemara makes drushes about it. So up to Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Pasuk Le Pitzchak Lahai Parashat Samayacha. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak would start with the following pasuk. It says Ki Avodim Anachnu Va'uva Avodosenu Lo Azavunu Elokeinu Vayet Aleinu Chesed Lefnei Malchei Paras. Amosai, when is all that going to happen? That's Bizman Haman. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Pasuk Le Pitzchak Lahai Parashat Samayacha. He would start off learning Hilchas Purim from the following. Herkavta enosh liroshenu, banu be'esh ubamayim. Or we came in esh and mayim. So be'esh is made of Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Mayim is made paro. And then the pasuk continues, batotzienu liravaya, and we were miskayim. That's bimei Haman. Hashem saved us. Rabbi Yochanan, pasuk la pitch la parshas mehacha, zachar chazdo ve'emunaso. Right? Hashem remembers a chesed in our emuna, lebeis Yisrael, ru'u kol afsei aretz, the ends of the earth will see es Yeshuas Elokeinu. Amosai ro kol afsei aretz, when will the ends of the earth see es Yeshuas Elokeinu? Bimei Mordechai the Esther. That's in the days of Mordechai and Esther. Rish Lakish, patzach la pitzcha lahai parashat semehacha, he said the following pasuk: Ari noheim, the lion roars, the dove shokek, and the bear also does something. Moshe Rasha, the ruler of Rasha, al am dull, on a poor nation. So Ari Noheim is a Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. The lion is a Nebuchadnezzar. Dechsev, like it says, Abe, it says about him, Allah Aryeh Besuvcho. Dove shokek, what does it mean the bear is running around? That's Achashverosh. Dechsev Bey, it says over there, over where? In Daniel's Nevuah of the four beasts, right? One of them is Va'aru Cheva Acharai Tinyana Domye Ladov. The second animal there in that vision was a bear. Vitani Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef said, Elu Parthiim, these are the Persians, right? Sha'ochlin Vishosim Kedov, they eat like a lot, like a bear, the way they eat. Umisurbolin basar, they're very fat with meat like a bear, kidov like a bear. Umagadlin seyar kidov, they grow hair like a bear. Ve'ein lahem menucha kidov, they don't have any rest like a bear, they're always on the move. And that's a reference to Achashverosh, who was a Persian king. Moshe Rasha, what's it mean Moshe Rasha? Is it Haman, that's Haman, al am dull, on a poor nation, Eli Yisrael, that was the Jewish people, Shem Dalim, mina mitzvos. They were poor from mitzvos. Okay, next. Rabbi Elazar, pasach la pitzch lahai parshas mehacha. He would start off. The drasha the following pasach. Ba'atzaltayim yimach hamakara, which I think means the lazy will be crushed. I'm not sure what hamakara means. What?
The ceiling will collapse.
I'm sorry. The ceiling will collapse. Ubashiflos yadayim. And in the weakness of your hands, yidlof bayis, the house will break. B'shvil atzlos, so that means because of the laziness, shahayi lehem liyisrael, shalo asku batorah, in the laziness of the people that didn't learn Torah, naseh sona shal kodesh baruch humach, Hashem made the Jewish people, it's a euphemism, Hashem made the Jewish people poor. Ein mach ela ani. What's the word mach? A mach is a poor person. Shenera, like it says, v'yimachu ke'erkecha. Okay, that's the pasuk in Bahar. Ve'ein mikare el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word mikare is a reference to Hashem. Shemar, like it says, HaMikare b'mayim aliyosav. Okay. Rav Nachman, Pasuk la'pitzk la'parashat semehacha, he would say the following. Shir malos, lulei Hashem, shahayalanu, yomar no Yisrael. If not for Hashem, who's with us, lulei Hashem, shahayalanu, bekum aleinu adam. Right? It says Adam v'lo melech. Who's Adam? Haman. Haman wasn't a melech. He was a second in command. He wasn't a melech. Rava, pasach le'pitzcha lahai parashasa mehacha. Rava would say the following: Birvos tzadikim yismach ha'am, right? Ubimshal rasha yenacham. Or when the tzaddik is on top, it's happy, and when the rasha is on top, it's not good. So birvos tzadikim yismach ha'am zeh Mordechai v'Esther. Dichsev, like it says, Vayir Shushan tzahala v'samecha. Shushan was all happy. Ubimshal rasha yenacham. When the rasha is on top, it's all sad. Zeh Haman, that's a reference to Haman. Dichsev, like it says, Vayir Shushan Navocha, and the city of Shushan was weeping. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, Kimi Goy Gadol, Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elov. Rav Ashi, he would say the following pasuk, right? Mi Goy Gadol, Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elov. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, Oh Hanitha Elokim, right? Hashem tested us. Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. Now we're going to darshan more psukim in the Megillah. Here we go. Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. And it was in the days of Achashverosh. Amar Rav. Rav said, Vay v'hi. Like a double lashon of woe. Vay v'hi is vay hi. Oh, what? It's terrible. Right? Hada d'chiv. That's like it says, V'hismakartem sham la'oivav. And it'll be sold to your enemies. La'avadim u'l'shvachos. And the end of the pasuk says, "V'ain konet," no one's going to buy you, right? It's like Haman, like the Jewish people were like sold as a ransom. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says like this. It says at the end of the Tochacha, it says, "Lo ma'astim," I'm not going to reject you. "V'lo ga'altim," I'm not going to be like, you know, when you do Hagala, like you purge the keli. "Lo ga'altim," I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to purge you. L'chalosam, to destroy you. L'hafer brisi, to nullify the bris I have with you. Yeah, it's going to be bad. I'm not going to destroy you. I'm not going to reject you. I'm not going to... So what does all that mean? Lo ma'astim, I'm not going to reject you. B'yimei Yevanim, in the days of the Yevanim. Lo ga'altim, I'm not going to purge you. B'yimei Nebuchadnezzar. L'chalosam, to destroy you. That's b'yimei Haman. L'hafer brisi itam, to nullify my bris with you. B'yimei Parsiim, in the days of the Persians. Because I'm Hashem your God, b'mei gog umagog. So whenever what happens in history, I'm always going to be there, says Hashem. The Masnisha Tana, we actually learned this somewhere else. Loma. Right. Now this the second one here is going to be even more detailed. Loma astim, b'mei kastim. That's for the days of the Babylonians. Sha'amarati lahem Daniel Hanani Mishal Vazaria. I always said to somebody that's going to be able to save you guys, take care of you. Who is that? Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. Lo ga'altim, that's b'yimei Yevanim. She'amadati Elohim, Shimon HaTzadik. I sent you Shimon HaTzadik, v'chashmonoi Yuvanov, chashmonoi and his children, u'matish Yahu, Kohen Gadol. Amatishyo, Kohen Gadol. Next, l'chalosam, b'yimei Haman, amadati Elohim, Mordechai v'Esther. I sent you Mordechai and Esther. L'hafer brisi itam, b'yimei Parsiim, days of the Persians. That, by the way, is some have the gear of the Romans, but that is when the Gemara was written, in right, they were ruled part of the time by Persian. Shamarati lahem kol shall beit Rebbe, I gave you Rebbe, chol v'chachmei doros and leaders, right? Ki ani Hashem alokechem la'asid lavo in the future she'ein kol uma v'lashon yichol lishol behem. No nation will be able to touch them.
One street pasuk?
Yeah. That's one pasuk, and every two words is darshan for another part of history.
Restore people out of order.
No, it's not. Why is that out of order at all?
Really?
Yeah. That out of order at all. It starts...
Word.
No, it doesn't mean... It means the Persians that lived during the times of Rebbe, and times of Rav and Shmuel. That's what it means. Those Persians.
Okay.
But those are the Romans.
That's some change the gears to Romy. Some change the gears to the Romy. What?
That's Persian.
Yeah, that's out of order. Should have been before the Greeks. Yeah. Okay. Next, Reb Levi Pasach Mehacha. Reb Levi, start learning from here. Im Sarishu as Yoshua Aretz. Right. If you're gonna drive out all the people. Okay. Reb Chia Amar Mehacha. Oya kasher dimisi lasos lohem es elohem. What I wanted to do to you, I'll do to them. Okay. Now we start darshaning the Megillah again. Achashverosh, the Gemara assumes...
He's right.
I'm sorry. Right, what he wants to do to them, he's going to do to you, and then he can need a Yeshua.
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rav, Achashverosh. So the Gemara assumes, even if Achashverosh was his real name, it's still a very funny name, and we can learn lessons from his name. Even if it's his real name. When he was born, his mother named him Achashverosh. Even if that's true, and like, you know, this guy's name is Bill. That doesn't mean anything, that name. But he still appears in Navi, the Achashverosh, and we have a belief that there's more to the name than just some mother named some name, right? So Amar Rav, Achiv Shel Rosh, he was the brother of a leader, and Uben Gilo Shel Rosh, and he was like, a Ben Gilo is like a clone of a leader. What does that mean? Achiv Shel Rosh, he was the brother of a leader. Achiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar, he was a brother of Nebuchadnezzar. It doesn't mean he was his real brother. It means he was a brother in ideology. That's what it means. Harasha, Shenikar Rosh, Nebuchadnezzar was called a Rosh. Shenema, like it says, Antu Reshe Didahava, you're the head over here. Ben Gilo Shel Rosh, he was the clone of the Rosh. What does that mean? Shehu Harag, that Nebuchadnezzar was a murderer. Who Bikesh Laharog? He wanted to be a murderer. He wanted to. Who Bikesh Laharog? I'm sorry, he did that. Who Hichriv? He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar did that. Who Bikesh Laharog? He would wish he could do that. He was hoping to do that, but he never let it get built. Shenemar, Umalchus Achashverosh B'tchilas Malchuso, Kasvu Sitna Al Yoshua Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. To stop them from building the Beis HaMikdash. That's a pasuk in... Where's that pasuk? It's a pasuk in Ezra. Yeah. By the way, remember I told you? Look at the top Rashi of this page. The top Rashi of this page. Ki avodim anachnu, pasuk hu b'sefer Ezra. That's a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. How many pasukim are mentioned in today's daf? 33 pasukim are mentioned in today's daf. And the Rashi tells you one of them. Which one? The one in Ezra. Rashi doesn't say, oh, by the way, this is the pasuk in Vayikra, and this is the pasuk in Daniel. Doesn't say a word. Only the one in Ezra. I told you that earlier. Rashi always tells you where, only in Ezra he always tells you. Why he does it, I'm not sure. Right, there are 33 pesukim in today's daf. Amud Aleph. Rashi tells you one of them, in Ezra. Why? I don't know. Okay, next. What? Shenemar, Umalchus Achashverosh. Okay, I said that. Shmuel Amar, what does it mean, Achashverosh? It's two words. Shachor Eish. Shachor Eish means black fire. Shehuk Sharu Peneim Shal Yisrael B'yamav. He made the faces of the Jewish people in his day black. Kishu L'kedera, like a pot. Right, the bottom of a pot is all black. It's always burnt a lot. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shekal Shezokro. Anybody that would conjure up Achashverosh, they would Amar. They would say, oh, doesn't mean brother. It means oi, like oh. Larosho. Oh, what a headache that guy gives me. That guy gives me a headache, Achashverosh, right? Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakal Nasu Russian Biyamav. Everyone became poor in his day. Shinemar Vyasama Melech Achashverosh Mas. Achashverosh imposed a tax. Okay? Next. Hu Achashverosh? What does it mean? What? Why? What do you mean? Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering where that came from. Who's the first? Where'd that start? Yeah. To say that after a Russia. Where'd it start from? I don't know. Hu Achashverosh? What does it mean? Vayibim Achashverosh? Hu Achashverosh? What does that mean? Hu Achashverosh? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Hu Birisho Mitzchilaso Fiatofo. He was wicked through and through. Even at the end, when it looks like he's a good guy, he was not true. Right? Different forces happened to shape his policy, but he wasn't a good guy. He was still a Russia through and through.
That was close because there are multiple people by the same name. Trying to narrow down who it is.
Oh, you mean it's like Paro, like it's like president.
Who Achashverosh? I mean, it tells you who he is.
Uh-huh, like the president, the title. That could be. That could be.
Alright, so it's his mother name, but the name.
Where does it say that?
You said it.
No, I said, even though that's true, it still was still darshaning his name. Right? Right, I hear you. It could be. Who Esav? That's probably the Pashup shot. There's a drasha. No, there's a drasha. That's the Pashup shot. But he made Chashverus. Who are Chashverus? What are the men who are... So Pashup shot, you're right. It's probably like it's a title. This is the one. No, so this guy, right? Now, the drasha, having drasha. Who Esav? It says who Esav? Who Berisha with Chasav at Tofo? Esav also was never a good guy. Bad through and through. Who Dasan Vaviram? Shehen Berishtan with Chasav Vat Tofo. Bad from the beginning, bad to the end. Who Melech Achaz? Also bad king. Who Berisha mitchilasav yad sofa? He was bad from the beginning through the end, always bad. Avram, who Avraham? By Avram, it's not like that. Avram, it says Avram, who Avram, right? Who betidko mitchilasav yad sofa? He was righteous from beginning to end. Who Moshe, Aaron and Moshe? Hein betidko mitchilasav yad sofa. They were righteous from beginning to end. David who akatan? Who bekatnuso? He was humble. Mitchilasav yad sofa. Kishem shekatnuso, hikten atzmo, etzel misha gadol b'men haBetorah. Just like when he was small, he humbled himself to the people that were greater than him in Torah. Kach b'malchuso, even when he was the king of Israel. Hikten atzmo, etzel misha gadol b'men haBechachma. He still did that. He's the biggest person in the country. He still did that. Then it says, the next pasuk in the pasuk says, Hamolech, right? Mehi b'mei HaChashverosh, Hu HaChashverosh, Hamolech. Right, he ruled. What does that mean? Amar Rav, Shemalach me'atzmo. He became king on his own. Amri le l'sheva, Amri le l'gnai. Some say the guy gets credit. Others say no, it's a gnai. Why did it that? Amri le l'sheva, lahavi inish techashuv l'malchut chavasei. He was the most worthy person to be the king. Putting aside his Russia, he knew how to run a kingdom. He wasn't of royal stock. To run a kingdom, that's a good thing at least. And of Amri le, no, l'gnai. He was able to pay off, he paid the most money to get the job. He wasn't the most worthy, he was the most cunning, and he paid the most money. Okay, so he got the job. Mehodu v'ad kush. What does it mean, mehodu v'ad kush? So Rav Shmuel, Charam are mehodu v'sofa olam, the kush v'sofa olam. Hodu is in one end of the world, and kush is in the other end of the world. Charam are... Hodu v'kush gabe hadadi have kainu. They're both next to each other. They're next door to each other, right? Kishem shemalach al hodu v'kush kach malach misofa olam v'ad sofa. Just like he ruled here and here, so too he ruled over the whole world. I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't understand that. What does that mean? Let's say it did. So if I rule New York and New Jersey, how does that mean I also rule California?
Yeah.
How does it mean that?
Oh,
what?
That's what you're saying that
just like he ruled over New York and New Jersey, he ruled over California. How do you see that? Maybe he ruled from Hodu to Kush. He ruled from here to here. Anytime when there were opposite ends of the world, okay, I got it. You ruled from here to here. But if they're next door to each other, how does that...
It's not next door to each other.
What do you mean? They were said. Some say they were the opposite ends of the world, and some say it means they were next door to each other. Just like he ruled next door to each other, he ruled the whole world.
Into
I know that because...
This extent of the world in those days.
I know, but I just read you the words. Kishem, what do you mean? V'chad amar hodu v'kush gabi hadadi havikaimu. They were next to each other. How could Ethiopia be next to India? It's not the same Ethiopia, it's not the same India. Well, I can tell you. Right? So you hear what I'm saying? What does that mean, it's next to each other? Just like the next to each other, he ruled over the whole world. How do you see that?
I think he said, just like Hodu and Kush, if he would be on the opposite side of the world, he would rule just the same. Hodu and Kush were next to each other, he ruled also.
Uh-huh. No, but
it's opposite would be
but according to both Pshatim, he ruled the whole world.
So that's what he said. I think you've
got to put it in the context.
Like right. That goes around? Okay, could be.
I think you've got to put it in the context of 127.
Okay. Kiyotze B'dav HaTomer, a similar pasuk. Talk about relevance. Kihu rode bechol Eva Hanar. He ruled over the whole Eva Hanar. Mitifsach viad Aza. From Tifsach until Aza, which is Gaza. Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam are mitifsach mesofa olam, the Aza mesofa olam. These are opposite ends of the world. This is talking about Shlomo HaMelech, by the way. No.
Yes.
Yeah, Shlomo HaMelech, I'm sorry. Chadam are tifsach v'aza v'hadi adadi, havikaimi. Right next to each other, close by. Kishem shemalach al tifsach v'araza, just like he ruled from tifsach to Aza, kach malach al kol ha'olam kulo. So he ruled over the whole world. Then it says Sheva Veshim Umeya Medina, 127 countries. Amar of Chista, Nabatila Malach Al Sheva. First he ruled over 7. Ulabasov Malach Al Eshim. Then he ruled over 20. Ulabasov Malach Al Meya. Then he ruled over 100. Okay, so the Gemara says 1 second. Elamiyata, if that's true, then it says in the Torah, Ushnei Chai Amram, the years of Amram were Sheva, Ushloshim, 7 and 30, Uma'as, Shana, at 100. My Darashtabe, that doesn't make any sense by a person's life. It can't be like that. So Gemara says, you're right. Shiny, no, Shiny Hach, here it's different, Kroy Yisei Ruhu. No, because I have a different pasuk. It says, Ksivit says, Mifti, Ksivit says, Mehodu Viyad Kush, from Hodu to Kush. So Sheva Ve'eshim, Ve'eh Medina, Lomali. Why do we need to say another 127 countries? Why? Shmamina Ladrasha. Obviously it's a drasha. That the 127 didn't happen overnight, it happened in stages. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Malchu Bakipa. There were 3 kings that ruled over the entire world. Like the ruled was a dome, and they ruled over the entire world. 3 people, Kipa means a dome. Who were they? The Elohein, Achav, Achashveirosh, and the Nebuchadnezzar. Look at Tosfos. What? Vaha Delo Chashiv Alexander Mokdon. What about Alexander the Great? He also ruled over the whole world. Mishum Delo Ayri Hacha Ela Ba'ozim Aksuvim Behedya. We're only mentioning people that are in Navi. Alexander the Great is not mentioned in Navi. Right? Interesting. Interesting question. Interesting answer. What? Yeah, yeah. But I mentioned in Navi. So, oh, here we go. Ba'achav it says, Dechziv it says, that Obadiah the Navi said to Eliyahu Navi, Chai Hashem Elokecha im yesh goy umamlocha ashalosh alach adoni sham levak shecha. Is there any nation that he doesn't rule over? That Achav doesn't. Is there any nation that Achav doesn't rule over? Anything? And it says back the Amr, he said, oh, you know, no, there isn't, right? Di lo have malach alayhu hechimati mashpelu, and he made a shvua there, but he said swear. So if it wasn't true, how would he swear? Obviously, it must have been true. There's no nation he didn't rule over. Ruled over the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar?
He didn't rule over the entire Jewish kingdom.
What?
He didn't even rule over the entire Jewish kingdom.
He didn't even rule over the entire Jewish kingdom.
Split in two, no?
Yeah.
He didn't rule over both of them.
It's funny because the Gemara is going to ask, what about Tancherev? And the Gemara is going to say, well, he didn't get Yerushalayim. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask about Shlomo. So Nebuchadnezzar, the Chiv, it says, "V'haya ha'goy v'ha'mamlocha asher lo yavdu osov es Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel." There was no nation that wasn't subjugated to Nebuchadnezzar. Es asher lo yiten es tzavara ba'ol melech bavel. Right, no nation that wasn't under his rule. Achashverosh, what about Achashverosh? Hadamar, we said he ruled over the whole world. Shimon shaz dach. V'su leka, that's it. V'yeka Shlomo, what about Shlomo? What about Shlomo? We just said, he ruled over from Tifspach to Aza. He ruled over the whole world. So Gemara answers, well, Delo Salik Malchuse. He didn't end up being when he died, he didn't rule the whole world. In other words, it wasn't a long thing, it was a short-lived thing. So the Gemara says, well, Han, that's a machlokus about that. Han, Ichalamanda Amar Melech, the head yot. That only makes sense if he was a Melech. And then there's these legends that Shlomo HaMelech, at the end of his life, lost the kingdom. And he ended up dying a regular person. So if that's true, then it makes sense. He was a king for a while, however long. He ruled over the whole world. It was very short-lived. He's not on the list. El Amand Amar Melech Behed Yod Melech. But according to some who say he lost his kingdom but he got it back, Michael Amar, why isn't he on the list? So the Gemara gives a very strange answer, very difficult answer. Because Shlomo, Milsa Achriti Havivei. There was a different issue with Shlomo. Malach Al Yonim Ba'al Tachtonim. He ruled over the upper worlds and the lower worlds. He ruled over the Shadim also. Demons. He ruled over the demons also. The other 3 people only ruled over human beings. Shlomo ruled over human beings and the Shadim is down on the list. What kind of answer is that? Yeah.
No, he ruled over the other ones ruled over mortals and he ruled over...
Mortals and Shadim. So why isn't he on the list? That disqualifies. That's why he's not on the list. That disqualifies him.
Yeah.
Why does it disqualify him? Shemar says, "V'yashem Shlomo Kisi Hashem." So why does it disqualify him?
That's not right. The reason he says because he didn't retain his kingdom until his death.
What?
That's why.
No, that's a machlokes about that. If he didn't retain his kingdom, what if he did retain his kingdom? Why is he on the list? Oh, but I'll tell you why he's on the list. Because it was too much. He ruled over more than people.
It doesn't say anywhere in Tanakh that he actually ruled over.
Correct. It's all legends. It's all midrashim.
Exactly.
Sancheiriv. What about Sancheiriv? The chsiv, it says, Ki kol arta el keha arta ta'ela asher etilo is arta miyadi. Right? Meaning he ruled over the whole world. No, Yerushalayim de la kafsha. There was Yerushalayim that he never captured. Now, Mati has a good question. What about Achav? I don't know. Okay? Next. V'ikah Dayavesh. What about Dayavesh? The Chiv, it says about him. Dayavesh Malka Kasav L'chol Amamaya Umaya V'lishanaya. He wrote to every nation, to every tongue, to every people. Did Yarin B'chol Ara Shalom Chon Yatsky. I'm the king over here. So the Gemara answers, right? So the Gemara answers, Ha'ika Sheva, there were seven countries, Delo Malachalev, they didn't rule over. Which seven? I don't know. But it says why. The Chassidim, it says, Shefar Kadam Dayavesh, Behekim Al Chutzei Lachashpatar, La'ach Shachpanya, Me'ev Esrim. Only 120. So the seven he didn't have. Says he ruled over 120. V'ikah Koresh. What about Koresh? The Chassidim, it says, Komar Koresh, Melech Paras, Kol Mamlachos Aretz Nasan Li Hashem. Hashem gave me the whole world. So Gemara says, nah, that wasn't true. Hash, Buchei Hu D'Kashabach Nafshei. He was just bragging. That wasn't even true. He was just bragging. Ah, Hashem gave me the whole world. Hashem didn't give him rule over the whole world. Okay. Next, it says, Bayamim Ahim, in those days, Kishavet HaMelech HaChashar Zalkitei Malchuto. Uksim Batsver, it says that after that, Bishnah Shalach L'Malcho, in the third year of his reign. So one second. It says, when he sat down on the throne, and then it says in the third year. That's a stira. So the Gemara says, no, it's in the same pasuk, right? So Amar Rava, Kishavet doesn't mean the day he became the king. My Kishavet, what does it mean? After he calmed himself down, what does that mean? V'Amar, he said like this. He felt secure, right. He calmed himself, felt secure. Regarding what? Regarding what issue? No. Regarding the following. Amar, he tells this. Belshazzar, Chishev, Vita. Belshazzar tried to figure out when the 70 years of the exile will end. And he made a mistake and he died. Anach, Hashiv. Now, I'm going to make a count. Velo, Ta'ina. And I am not going to make a mistake. And that's why he made a party. In the third year of his reign, he concluded that the 70 years are over. Okay? So I am going to give you now dates that are the dates that are, I'll put it this way. These are the dates that Artful uses. These are the dates that the Masifta uses. And these are the dates that are recorded by, if you start counting the beginning of creation as year one, and the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim is 2448. Then the year of the first Beis Hamikdash's destruction will be 3338 from creation. How that jives with it, with secular dates, I can't make it fit. So I'm only going to give you the Hebrew dates. The Jewish dates from creation, we have a tradition. And not only is it a tradition, you can count without any gaps from the beginning of time till 3338 as the year of the destruction. The only gap you need, the only missing years, believe it or not, are the 14 years that Yaakov learned in Shem Ve'Aver. That is the only tradition that we have to rely on. Otherwise, it's all in Psukim. Every year is in a pasuk. Yaakov lived so long and Moshe, and it's all in Psukim. The only gap you're going to need is those 14 years. Those 14 years, you can have a gap. The secular days all by more than 14 years anyway.
77,
how
would you know?
Huh?
Why did you
77? But no, because if you look at Yaakov's life and Yosef's life and all the brothers, if you look at all the lives, it tells how old Yosef was and Yaakov was, there's a 14 years of missing. And Yitzchak, how old he was when he died, there are 14 years missing. Those are the 14 years we have a tradition you learned in Chamber Aver. That's the only tradition you need. Otherwise, it's all in Psukim.
How far?
Till the first Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. What? We have a problem with what kings? Which kings? No, we don't. I'm not going into that. We lose the gap breaks down when you talk about the Babylonian kings. Because if you look at a secular calendar, the year 3338 will coincide to the year 421, 420 around before the Common Era. That's not when the secular dates say the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The date that you always say is 586. That's a big gap. It's like a 150-year gap. I can't reconcile the gap. 3338, nobody can. 333, I can sit with you and get there. I can get that date with you. Going from year 1 to year 3338. Not an issue.
I'm not mistaken.
He might talk about it. There's no answer. They tried. Rav Schwab tried.
Everybody tried.
There's no answer. Anyway, a few years ago in Chakira, they also tried again to bridge the gap. Okay, so we have to back up. So we believe it happened in 3338. In 3318, okay, in 3318, which is the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, in 3318, Nebuchadnezzar became the king. In 3319, a year later, what did Nebuchadnezzar do? He captured Jehoiakim, who was the king of Israel, but he returned him. Belshazzar started counting the 70 years from 3318. Because he said it's from the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, that's the year he started counting. Okay? In the second year, Jehoiakim was taking his foot back. In 3327, which is the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he captured Jehoiakim, or he put Jehoiakim, and also Jehoiachin. That's the year that Ahasuerus started counting, 8 years later. He's still off. The real count is from 3338. Okay?
Nobody figured that one out.
Right. So, Belshazzar was off by 20 years. Right, give or take. The Gemara's been saying, like, not every year here is exact, so it could be like, you know, 2 years off. He was off by that many years. Ahasuerus was 8 years closer. He was 8 years closer. Because he waited 8 more years to start counting. Right? Make sense? Good. Okay? So, and in between all these years, in between the year 3327, which is when Jehoiachin was captured, and 3338, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, which, by the way, was in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, right? That was the 19th year of his reign. Between those years, there's Yirmiyahu, and there's, you know, different things that are going on, but nothing relevant for Tzidkiyahu, nothing relevant for this discussion. I don't want to make it more complicated. So it says like this. Mayhi, what's the story? The Chsivit says, Ki lefim ulos lebabel shivim shana efkar etzcham. After you're in Babel for 70 years, then I'll remember you. So everyone knew, even the Goyim knew, Ahasuerus knew, Belshazzar knew, there's going to be a 70-year gulf, right? So Uksivit it says, Lamalos lecharvas yushalayim shivim shana. Another pasuk of 70 years. Choshev Arbar v'chameish, the Nebuchadnezzar. 45 years Nebuchadnezzar ruled. Belshazzar counted the 70 years from the year 1 of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, which is 20 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, 19 years before. So you have 45 years of his rule. Esrim v'tzlas de Evel Marduk, 23 years of Evel Marduk's rule, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. And Vitarte Didei, and 2 years of Belshazzar's rule, which lo and behold, Hashivim, it was 70 years. And Belshazzar said, 70 years went by, there's no return. And the whole novel is ridiculous. What did he do? He made a party. Upik Mane, Debe Vikdasha, he took out the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash, Vishtamesh Behu, and he used it. Okay? What happened when he used it? He died.
Saw the writing on the wall.
The writing was on the wall. Now, Nebuchadnezzar Menol and the Arbar and V'Chameish Shnin Melech. How do you know he ruled for 45 years? How do we know that? So the Gemara says like this. With the Amar Mar, we have a Brisa that says like this. It says, Galu B'Sheva, Galu B'Shmona. There was an exile in year 7, in exile in year 8. Galu Shmon Esrei, Galu Tisha Esrei. There was an exile in year 18, exile in year 19. What does that mean? That means like this. Galu B'Sheva L'Kibush Yehoyakim. Right? In the seventh year after Nebuchadnezzar captured Yehoyakim, Galus Yehoyakim. He also captured Yehoyakim. Shehu Shmona L'Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, in the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, which is 7 years after he captured Yehoyakim, he now captured Yehoyakim. Okay? That's one thing. Galu b'shmona esrei l'kibush Yehoyakim, 18 years after he captured Yehoyakim, because he captured him in the second year of his reign, galus Tzidkiyahu, he now exiled Tzidkiyahu, shehi tisha esrei l'Nebuchadnezzar. It's the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, which is what? The year the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Amar Mar, b'shana rishona ki beish Nineveh, in his first year of his reign he captured Nineveh, in the second year he captured Yehoyakim, in the eighth year he captured Yehoyakim, and in the 19th year he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Uksivin it says, by he and it was, Bishloshim v'shev ha'shana l'galos Yehoyakim melech Yehuda, in the 37th year after Yehoyakim was captured, that was in the eighth year of his reign, right? So 37 plus 8 is how much? 45. They get 45 years. B'shneimasar chodesh, b'esim v'chamisha l'chodesh, natsa evil mordech melech bavel, esrosh, b'shnas malchuzo, esrosh, yachin al-chudah, v'yete osar beit ha-keli. He took him out of the prison. He was in prison for 37 years. Finally, he became the king, the son of Nebuchadnezzar. He took him out of the prison. So what do you see? Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. Right? It's Tamni, it's 8, Tamani 8. The odds loss of Vesheva and another 37. Haray Arbaim Bechamesh Nebuchadnezzar. You have 45 years. The Eshem Ditzlat the Elva Mordech. How do you know that Elva Mordech ruled for 23 years? How do we know that? Gemara, it's a tradition. That's all we know. And Tarti Diday and the 2 years of Belshazzar's reign, Hashivin, that's 70 years. Okay. Amar Achashverosh. Amar. I'm sorry. Belshazzar said. Hashta Vadai Su Lo Mifrike. Now that the 70 years are over, they haven't been redeemed, they're not gonna be redeemed. So therefore, Apik Mane Debe Mikdasha, he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, Vishtamesh Pahu, and he used them. Behind the Amar Lahu Daniel, Daniel said to him, Dalmore, Shmaya Hisromamta, the fear of heaven, you're making yourself greater than Hashem, Ulamana di Base Haisiv Kadamach. And you're taking out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. That's terrible. Ksivbe, it says, Balayla Ketil Belshazzar Malkal Kazdor. That night, he was killed. Ksiv, it says, V'dayavesh Mida Kibel Malchuse Kvar Shnin Shitin B'tartin. Right? That the Yavesh became the king after him. For what? He was 62 years old. Okay? And he became the king. The Yavesh became the king. So now, after Belshazzar, that happened in the year 3389, which is 70 years after 3319. So now we're 3389. Now the Gemara gets harder. I'm not sure I understand this Gemara. Amar, now Achashverosh says like this, Ihu mitei toi. He made a mistake, Belshazzar. Ana chashivna, I'm going to calculate velo toina. I'm not going to make a mistake. So when did Achashverosh start counting? How many years later than Belshazzar? 8, right? 8 years later, right? He started counting 8 years later. He started counting from the date that Yehoyachin was taken captive. So, Miksiv L'malchus Bavel, why on earth did Belshazzar start counting from the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign? Does it say L'malchus Bavel? 70 years of Malchus Bavel? L'Bavel Ksiv. It says L'Bavel. My L'Bavel. What does it mean, L'Bavel? Galus Bavel. It's the time when the Galus started to begin. When's that? When the first king was taken. Who's that? Yehoyachin. And he also took, other people were also taken to Bavel at that time. Kama B'tiron? How many years later is Achashverosh? Right? Tamani, he's 8 years later. Right? He's 8 years later. Right? How many years off is he still? How many years off is he? No. He's 8 years later. How many years off more? How many more years is he still off? 12. Why? Because I said, what? Belshazzar did it in year one of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. That was in the year 3318. That's 19 years before it actually happened. Achashverosh pushed it off 8 years. Right? So how many years are left? Huh? Is how many?
11.
You got the 11 years? 19 minus 8 is 11. So first of all, how many years did he push it off? Tamani, 8. Chashiv v'alayhu v'ayil chilfayhu. So he made the following calculation. Chada del Belshazzar. Belshazzar ruled another year. No, he died that night, right? V'chamesh l'dayavesh. 5 years that the Yavesh ruled. V'koresh and Tukoresh. Tarti d'day. 2 years of his rule. Ha shivin. That's 70 years. Now, the Gemara is going to say, it's not really, the Megillah says it was in the third year of his reign, not the second year of his reign. But the answer is, not every year here was a full year. Because if Dayavish ruled for 1 year and 10 months, and then, you know,
rounded.
What?
Rounded.
It's all rounded, right, it's all rounded. So, Kivin Dechazi, so what did he do basically, Achashverosh? He added 8 more years. Kivin Dechazi, the Malu Shivin, since he saw the 70 years are over, below Ifrik, and there's still no redemption, Amar, Hashta, Vadai Sulo Mifrike. Now for sure there's not going to be a redemption. Apik Money, Debe Mikdasha, he took out the Kalim of the base of Mikdash, Vishtamishpu, and he used them, Bas Satan, the Satan came, Farike Benehen, and was dancing between them, Haragas Vashti, Vashti died. So the Gemara says, Vashapir Chashiv, but Achashverosh was right. Lamaisi's right, the 70 account was right. Says the Gemara, no, he was not right. Ihu Nami Mitatoi. What kind of question was that? Vashapir Chashiv. I want to say it's a question. Vashapir Chashiv, was he right? But he wasn't right, right? So there's a funny way to phrase that question, no? Says the Gemara, Iunami Mitetoi. He also made a mistake. Why? Di Baile Lemane Mechurvas Yerushalayim. He should have counted it from the year of the destruction of Yerushalayim. Why is that such a difficult thing to do? Why are they all making up these strange times? Right? So the Gemara says, 1 second, Sof, Kama Batirin. How off was Nebuchadnezzar? How off was he? 11 years. So 11 years after the party, 11 years after the party, 11 years after the opening pasuk of the Megillah, is 70 years are over. Right? 11 years, right? We just calculated it. Self, Kama Batrin, Chadzar, 11. Ihu, Kama Malach, how many years did Achashverosh rule? Arbesar, 14. So, Barbesar D-Day, Ibarle Lemivne, Besar Mikdash. So, in the 14th year of his reign, the Beis HaMikdash should have been built. Right? It wasn't. It was built, not by him. So, Al Moksiv, how come it says, Badan Bitlas Avodas Beis Elokah, Dibu Yerushalayim? Exactly. So, Amar Rava answers, Shonim Mikutos Hayu. Not all these years are full years. So, how many years after Achashverosh's reign did the actual building begin? 3 or 4. I'm not exactly sure how many years afterwards. Where those 3 or 4 years come from? Because all these years that we're saying are not really full years. So it gets pushed off a little bit. Right, all the reckoning of kings. Right.
70 years was not really completed until after Darius.
Esther's son is the one.
Son.
We'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll finish this up. Right, we're 99% finished. Tomorrow we'll finish it up. All right? Everyone have a very good day.